So we're just going to relax and breathe and take a moment and just turn within. Breathing deeply and slowly into our heart space. Letting our tongue relax deeply on the floor of our mouths. Breathing and relaxing and letting ourselves feel the peace that is ever present under all the seeming chaos on the surface. There is a deep well of peace and love and grace that is ever available to us. And as we turn our consciousness within, we can begin to feel that space of love and light and beauty and harmony and grace. Just breathing deeply and slowly and relaxing on purpose. It's a really, really good thing to do. And I'm grateful that we're choosing to do it together today. And today I brought a reading of something that I wrote on the 4th of July in 2009. At 4:44 a.m. And in it, I began channeling the characters from the shack called Jesus and Sarah Yu. And I asked Jesus if he was the one Lord of all the universe. And he said, yes, in the sense that there is only one Lord in all the universe, just one. And the Lord is love and law. I told him I didn't think I believed, and he said, yes, you do, and it scares the willies out of you. I said, I'm having an asthma attack, and he said, no, you're just coughing and clearing some evidence of resistance out of your beautiful, healthy lungs. Don't make a big deal of it. Love your breath, love your lungs, love your allergy meds, drink your water. Swim and walk and make love, and one of these days you'll forget to take the pill and never need it again. All is well. I said, make love? I don't have a lover. And Jesus said, oh yes, you are here to make love to all the universe. Why waste something so good on one alone? I said, clearly your definition of making love is different from mine. And Jesus said, or maybe it's just that you don't yet know what it is like to really make love, to focus on the one you're with, to attend and relax and loosen up and respect and enjoy and delight in and open your heart to and listen to and share with and take in and give to and receive and allow and be one with. You can make love with your mind and your heart or your body and your spirit when you actively, consciously choose to move into love at the frequency you're now choosing. You are making love to everything you turn your attention to. You're falling in love with everything, one focus of appreciation at a time. It's a glorious thing to hold a baby and love her, to make a bracelet and share it, to use a process and share it, to write a love list and share it, to uplift your thinking and share it. You are making love every day. Each choice ripples out to everyone and everything because there is only one. It's magic, and you're already doing it at a very high level. Stop, relax, and look up, my darling. You are perfect just as you are and still growing. You are silly, graceful, awkward, gorgeous, fun, free, and awesome already, just as everyone is. You were right when you wrote that you didn't come here to do what I did. You came here to do what you came to do with the consciousness I had. Miracles are happening all around you, all the time, because of the love you are in the world. When you move while you're appreciating, you leave a sweet scent in the air vibrationally that, like the honeysuckle, consciously or unconsciously, uplifts all those who walk through it. I'm not talking just to you, Connie. This is true of everyone. And we are so incredibly proud of the way so many more are tapping into conscious awareness of the love they are in the world, one gentle step at a time. William Paul Young was so right in The Shack. Freedom is an incremental process. There are so many choices available to you. You can move from seeing just black and white to shades of gray to primary colors to millions of colors. There is no limit. You are all doing an amazing job of assisting each other to see more colors. Mastery is not just focusing on one path. It's both and, going deep and going wide. Your capacity to keep your mind open and synthesize is totally awesome. We love specifically your constellation of gifts as everyone's, Connie. We chose and choose to be you and us to have this form. There is only one, and the one is many, and the many are still one. Okay, it's a mystery, but you've always loved mysteries. But now there's no murder because there's no death. Like your favorite quote from the Upanishads, if you think you can slay or be slain, you are mistaken. And I had a sense that doing this was weirding me out a little bit. Being in this relationship with the multi-person of God was weirding me out, and it would take some getting used to. And I said, so what do I do when the energy flow is so great that it feels like it's overwhelming me? And the three characters said, who are you asking? And I said, Sarah, you, the female representation of the Holy Spirit. And she said, fly like the wind, breathe more deeply and drink more water. Walk in the woods, love the trees, colors, and animals. Swim laps, direct the energy to your hands and send Reiki to Bob's knees and Kate's liver. Right, right, right. I said, that sounds like what I've been telling myself and hearing all along. She said, exactly, this isn't a new conversation. We've been answering your questions 24/7, 365, every day of your life. Sometimes you've had an inkling that something was source inspired, like your visions, but mostly we were just fitting our message into the cracks. Abraham Hicks was right. When you are connected, source thinks in your mind, and that already happens with you a lot. Feels like you thinking because you're up to speed with your current vibration of love, and our voice is clear and undistorted, especially when your writing is flowing. I said, what do you want from me? Sarah, you said, for you to feel your way through this, to take it one gentle step at a time, to follow your guidance impulse by impulse, to rest and take care of yourself when that feels good, to let the river run when that feels good, to access turtle energy, to slow down and stay home, and let the river run through you as you, as that feels good. We are really glad you're talking to us. We love you and want to be in relationship to you, with you, and yes, as you. We feel you cringe in discomfort and send you loving comfort. There is no hurry here. We are all eternal. Ease into this. Learn to trust. Test the waters, and you will find that the water is fine. And that's the end of that reading. And the piece of it that touches me in this moment is when Jesus said, when you move while you are appreciating, you leave a sweet scent in the air vibrationally. That, like the honeysuckle, consciously or unconsciously, uplifts all those who walk through it. I'm not talking just to you, Connie. This is true of everyone. And so I suggest that in this time we have left 4 minutes that we spend some time appreciating and leave a sweet scent in the air for ourselves, because mostly we're home listening to this. And so I have a lovely reading from Abraham that's about appreciation. So I'm just going to share Abraham with you, and I invite you to appreciate what they're appreciating in each of these paragraphs. I'm having a good experience here in my physical body. I'm appreciative of whatever was involved in providing me with an avenue to come forth into this physical experience. I'm full of appreciation for my parents who provided the opportunity for me to come here. I'm exhilarated about my presence in this time-space reality. I like having a sense that I'm an eternal being, and I like the idea of recognizing that while I'm still focused here in this time-space reality. And while I'm clearly aware of who I am as this personality, I want to know much more the me that I see as the broader part of myself. I am willing to provide opportunities for that expanded self or source or stream of consciousness to expand and explore through me. And that's what I was doing in that channeled session. I was allowing that stream of consciousness to expand and explore through me. Abraham went on to say, I love the idea that I can be the vessel of focus, and that energies that create worlds can romp and play and realize through my perspective. I love the fact, I appreciate the fact, that I am in love with that fact, that I get to be in on all of this. It's satisfying and soothing to me to realize I really cannot get it wrong, that I can romp and play and choose and decide and change my mind endlessly if I'm wanting, but that the energy stream will always be there for me, supportive of me and always eager and willing to flow through me and play with me. And so, understanding all of that, I am exhilarated about the endless number of ideas that continue to flow to me. So let's just feel that state of appreciation and recognize that that appreciation is like the honeysuckle, leaving a sweet scent in the air vibrationally. And that as we do things like read these wonderful quotes from Abraham, that we create this space of sweet-smelling love that we walk through as our day continues. We can do it before we go to bed at night and bask in a little appreciation for the things that happened in this day. And we can just be love as much as possible and be kind to ourselves and loving when we're back in step one. That is step five, being kind to ourselves when we're back in step one. And so we become the love that is the truth of our being more and more powerfully on the planet. And it is a blessing, not just for us, but for everyone we encounter. I give thanks for this time to share this reading. And I feel love for each of you and for everyone who hears this recording, because it is flowing with love from my heart. And I hope for you it smells sweet. And so it is.